You're listening to Cash and Sass. I'm Lisa Marie, your go-to gal for all things money. As the Sassy Wealth Queen and the brains behind the Sassy Wealth Coach, I'm here to take you on a thrilling ride from the financial chaos to sassy and sexy money. Welcome, my sassy friend, back to the podcast, Cash and Sass. My name is Lisa Marie. I am the Sassy Wealth Queen, the brains behind the Sassy Wealth Coach and this podcast. And y'all, I've got to tell y'all, I'm seriously excited for this solo episode because the next five solo episodes are going to be in reference to the five wealth codes that I created. And I created them because I believe that being wealthy is just more than having money. And so I came up with these five wealth codes to becoming a wealth queen. And the five wealth codes are spiritual wealth, mental wealth, physical wealth, energetic wealth, and financial wealth. And today I'm going to be talking about spiritual wealth. Okay. So what is spiritual wealth? Spiritual wealth is living in alignment with your deepest values and beliefs. And what that means is identifying your true calling and purpose in life. So what is that? You know, so that we are able to have a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment that money can't buy. So this is just an essence and part of your inner wealth. And spiritual wealth also cultivates in the face of challenges and setbacks. So when you have a strong sense of purpose and inner peace, you're able to navigate those difficult times and adversity. I can't talk, y'all. and so it's resilience, right? And this resilience is a key component of having long-term success and happiness. So another part of having spiritual wealth is improved decision-making. So what I mean by that is having a clear framework and making sure that it's aligned with your goals and values, but also when you live with empathy and compassion and understanding, you're able to create stronger, more meaningful connections with not only yourself, but also others. And I think it's important to do it with yourself, have that meaningful connection within yourself as well, right? But also be able to have it with others. And so I think that when we possess the spiritual wealth and we live authentically, we tend to attract like-minded people and opportunities that will resonate with our values and our goals, and we're able to prioritize those experiences, and we're able to make decisions on investments and contribute to our happiness, the satisfaction, rather than speed by with a bunch of short-term things. Now, don't get me wrong, living in the moment, there's nothing wrong with it. And I think living in the moment is also important. And I think when we have spiritual wealth, when we're tuned into ourselves and our needs and our wants, and we're tuned into our core values and being able to see what it is for those things, then to me, that's a step of being able to become a wealth queen and being able to be wealthy. So how can we cultivate spiritual wealth in your own life? What are some actionable steps that you can do? I came up with eight of them, and these are eight that I believe are important. These are eight that I do myself. These are eight that I even talk to my clients about, and I think it's really, really important. So the first one is identifying your core values. Said it again, didn't I? That is, so take time for the self-reflection, right? Identify what matters most to you. And this is important, not what matters most to your spouse or your kids or your mom or whoever's in your, you know, your coach or whoever. This is what matters most to you. So such as honesty, compassion, growth, service to others. One of my core values is open communication and honesty. So what are those values? What is most important to you? And those values will help you align your actions and decisions with what's truly important. The second thing is practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routine. Okay, now I don't do meditation, but meditation is one of them. I don't necessarily do quote unquote the deep breathing. I do, however, do journaling, and I also do movement through music, so embodiment through music. The key here is to find a practice that works for you. So if it works for you to meditate or do the deep breathing, then go do it. For me, it's walking outside and planting my feet in the grass and taking one deep breath and just, you know, sitting and taking the sun in. And then for me, it's also the movement through music. I found it by accident, or maybe not by accident, but it was a mentor that actually referred it to me or suggested it to me, because I'm the type of person that sometimes I can get in my head. And so journaling doesn't always work, especially once I'm in my head. The movement through music, though, it works. I'm still practicing it, or so to speak. I'm still working through not feeling silly when I do it. And it works. So the goal is here, the point is for you to find those mindfulness that will help you bring yourself back and stay out of your head and just be able to do those things. And so those are just some of the things that you can do to do that. Another one is set meaningful goals. So focus on setting goals that align with your values and purpose. And again, if the goals don't align with your values and your purpose, it gets things all out of whack. So you want the goals to focus on personal growth and relationships and contributing to well-being of others, but also to your values and your goals. How do they align with your values? What goals do you want to set that align with your values, with your business, as well as with your personal life? Okay, so that's just really, really important that they be aligned. The fourth one is cultivate gratitude. Now, I say this all the time. Practice gratitude. And I mean when you pay bills. I mean when you pump your gas. I mean gratitude about everything. Yes, you can keep a gratitude journal. You can express appreciation for people and experiences, and make sure you're practicing that gratitude for the money that you have, for being able to pump gas in your vehicle, for being able to pay those expenses. Saying thank you opens the door to saying to the universe, yes, I want more, please, because you understand that there's going to be money that's going to flow out, but it's just being appreciative of those things. Okay. So when we show the gratitude, what happens is our focus shifts to abundance. So when we show gratitude for the money that we're spending or for the bills we have to pay and for the investments we're making, we're shifting our focus to abundance that already exists. And we're saying, yes, I want more, please. Yes, please. And that leads us to the contentment of the inner wealth and leads us to even more wealth, which is what us wealth queens want, right? Okay. 5, engage in acts of kindness. Now, to me, engaging in acts of kindness is part of having a spiritual wealth, because you're being kind. I mean, all of us want someone to be kind to us, and we never know what someone is going through. Y'all, we live most of our lives now on social media, right? And then when we meet people in person, we never know what battle they're facing, what battle they're fighting, what inner demons they're dealing with. So just perform acts of kindness, be nice to someone, help a friend in need, volunteer, or honestly, pick up the phone and just call someone and say, hey, I was thinking of you, or send a message telling someone you were thinking of them. I can't tell you what kind what that does when someone shows that kind of kindness, because it lets them know, hey, they're not alone. They're being thought of. And then sometimes it's just what they needed in order to get back into their mindfulness to be able to move through whatever it was they needed. 6, surround yourself with positive influences. Okay. So what I mean with this is you want more, you want better, right? You don't want the negativity. You don't want the drama. Then you have to surround yourself with the positive and the non-drama and the ones who are reaching and doing the goals and doing the things. You want to surround yourself with the people who share similar values and support your personal growth. You want to be engaging with like-minded people that can provide the inspiration, the encouragement, and the accountability in the pursuit of your wealth. You don't want to keep surrounding yourself with the pessimistic and the negativity, because what we focus on, we create more of. Okay. So you want to be surrounded by the people who can lift you up when you need to be lifted up and push you and keep you going, not the ones that are going to tear you down. 7, embrace continuous learning and growth. Now, this is committing to lifelong learning and personal development. This is knowing that you're never going to know everything, that you're always going to be learning. You're always going to be a work in progress. I tell people all the time that my money mindset and my embodiment with music to work through the money stuff that comes up is all a work in progress. And it will always be a work in progress. And here's why. It's because I'm always learning. There's always more stuff to learn. And so when we read books and we attend workshops and we seek out mentors who can guide us in our journey towards wealth, especially spiritual wealth, then we're continuously growing and seeing the different perspectives, and we're finding ways that will help us with our spiritual growth. For example, then music, moving through music. I would have never thought of anything like that until my mentor mentioned it to me. And it was like, huh. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. So you have to be willing to learn new things and be able to grow within those things and keep growing. So the last one, but not least, ready? Practice forgiveness and letting go. This one is important. Practicing forgiveness both for yourself and for others. So not just for others, but also for yourself. Holding on to grudges or negative emotions can actually hinder your spiritual wealth, okay? Learn to let go of the past hurts and focus on the present moment, allowing space for the inner peace and growth. And here's the thing. I was a podcast guest on another podcast, and one of the things that we discussed was that we hold on too long to the past, we focus too much on the future and not enough on the present. And right now is what counts. We can't do anything about the past, except we can learn from it. We can look at it. We can say, okay, now that I know what I know, what would I do differently? If I would do anything differently, okay, can't do anything about the present because it's not, or the future because it's not here yet. What can I do now to help me get to the part of the future that I want to be, where I want to be, how I want to be? Who can I be today so that I'm able to be who I'm wanting to be going in the future? So it's really important to let go of those hurts and focus on the present moment. So here's the thing. Remember, building spiritual wealth is an ongoing journey. It's just one of the wealth codes to becoming a wealth queen and being wealthy. And you're never going to be perfect at it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's kind of like working out. It's progress over perfection. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at any of the 5 codes in any way, shape, or form. That's not what this is about. I don't want you to become perfect at it. I want you to work on them. I want you to start small and be patient with yourself as you work on, as you work on aligning your life with your values and your purpose, as you work on aligning your money spending, your money management, your money mindset with your core values and your goals, I want you to start taking these steps so that you can be on your way to experiencing inner richness and wealth that comes with living in alignment with those deepest values and beliefs. And I know without a doubt that if you start doing these things and you start practicing these five codes, you're going to be well on your way to becoming a wealth queen. So thank you for tuning in today. Remember, until next time, let's keep being wealthy and us be sassy. Till next time, bye. Thanks for joining us this week on Cash and Sass. Check us out on social media and on our website at www.thesassywealthcoach.com, where you can download my free Money Story Start Guide. The website again is www.thesassywealthcoach.com. And as always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. And remember, yes, it is possible to have sassy and sexy money. See you next week.